Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. A month from today, we're going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm really excited for it. I would love for you to join us. It's Friday, October 11th. All right? It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have a great night, a lot of fun. Please come out Friday, October 11th at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Mark your calendar now. And you know, October's a lot of fun in Cape May. Weather's beautiful. Halloween's a big deal in that town. So, yeah. We're going to have a great, and it's still, I mean, really, weather-wise, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And we only have two shows left. We have October 11th, and then we have December 20th, which is also a lot of fun, too. Christmas in Cape May is off the charts. They take it very seriously. It's a lot of fun, too. And I know that Santa will be there, my buddy John Gallagher. Oh, and happy belated birthday to his wife, Nadia. Her birthday was 9/11. Anyway, mark your calendar, put it down, be there. We'll have a lot of fun. So do that. Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Tomorrow night I'll be on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla. Tune in 10 p.m. tomorrow night. It is confirmed I will be there. I will be on the show, be on the panel. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Trump says he's open to a third debate. And he also had a big press conference today in California. John Stossel went after Kamala Harris in a big, big way. And it's great. So, you know, whenever a guy like Stossel, who is a libertarian, free market kind of guy, starts breaking this down, he does it in, I think, such an easy way to understand, too. And it's a long video he posted. It's probably about 5 minutes or so. I'm just going to play a couple clips of it. I think it's worth hearing. He just has a really good way of explaining things, I think. It's why he's so effective. Anyway, this is John Stossel here. Let's start with cut number two.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
Who is Kamala Harris? She won't hold news conferences and rarely takes questions from reporters. Instead, she reads the same speech off teleprompter again and again.
The path to the White House runs right through this state.
Her campaign also releases carefully produced videos.
We believe in a future where every person has the opportunity not just to get by, but to get ahead.
That would be good, but would Harris's policies allow that? America's on track to bankruptcy.
The vice president votes in the affirmative.
Harris repeatedly casts tie-breaking votes to spend more of your money.
Unlocking the ability to pass a COVID relief package without Republican votes.
Last election, I ran a game show that compared candidates' spending plans. It found that Trump and Biden wanted to increase spending by more than $200 billion. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders by trillions. But I was surprised that the biggest spending plans came from Kamala Harris. Her proposals would have exploded our debt.
The highest inflation in 41 years.
Biden's irresponsible spending ignited nasty inflation. Imagine what inflation would be like if Harris had been president. In her first policy speech, she's proposed almost $2 trillion in new spending.
Provide first-time home buyers with $25,000.
And $2 trillion small compared to what she wanted to do during COVID. Give every American $2,000 a month. That would have cost $21 trillion. She's also endorsed eliminating private health insurance, having government take it all over. Even CNN anchors seem puzzled.
So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care.
Now her campaign says she no longer supports entirely government-run health care. She's flip-flopped on other issues.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
No question, she told CNN. But now Harris wants votes in Pennsylvania, where fracking provides jobs. Her campaign now says she won't ban fracking. And they even say Republicans claiming she wanted a fracking ban is false, an obvious attempt to distract. But what's false? That's what she said.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Good. I mean, not good that she wants to ban fracking, but good that we're putting this out there. Good that all this is getting out there. So she is a complete and utter tax and spend kooky progressive kook, still on a pogo stick. And that whole thing about falling out of a coconut tree. And by the way, Ben and Jerry's has a new ice cream flavor about her. It's like, you know, Kamala's coconuts or something. Ben and Jerry's, you know, who stands with Mumia, the cop killer, Mumia. They have a new ice cream flavor out for Kamala Harris. Anyway, I digress. I'll get into that with you in a little bit. But this is who Kamala Harris is. Now, I want to play the interview I did with Vinny today. I didn't plan this. I was just walking in South Philly. So what happened is I had an event last night at the Union League. And actually, I got to see my buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates. She was giving, there was an energy presentation, energy and security presentation, and she spoke and she did a great job. She'll be on the show at 4:30 today. I left my car in the city last night and just drove home with some friends because I had a glass of wine. And, you know, I don't want to ever be in a position because of, I'm really careful about that stuff, obviously. So Bridget drove me back in the city this morning and grabbed my car. And I said, all right, you know, while I'm here and it's a beautiful day, I'll drive down the Italian Market. So I drove down to South Philly and I was on right by 9th Street, parked, found a place to park, and just went for a walk. You know, it's a beautiful day. Went for a walk. It was great. So I went to Sarcone's, got my bread. Then I'm walking back and I see this guy outside of Angelo's Pizzeria. He's got a big shirt on, big Trump Forever shirt, gold chain, smoking a cig. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my kind of guy. So I went over to him and said hello. And here's the video. Take a listen. I'm in the Italian Market. My man Vinny, Angelo's Pizza, the best. He's got this great shirt on here, Forever Trump. Vinny, talk to me. What do you love about Trump?
Trump, he cares about the people. He understands the economy. He understands energy is the key to everything. Without energy, you got inflation. If you got energy, inflation will calm right down. And he don't take any shit either when it comes to foreign policy. And I just like the guy. He had 4 years of prosperity. The only thing that actually, you know, hurt him was the Hong Kong flu. And and he was honest about that also. So I'm a Trumper all the way, and I just hope he wins. Because Harris has no experience whatsoever, and she'll lie and say anything just to be elected. So that's how I feel.
Let me ask you a question. This is very, very important, all right?
Yep.
Angelo's Pizza, the best pizza in Philly. Portnoy said that, too.
Yeah.
Pineapple on a pizza. The Scrazzi, right?
Try it out.
No,
who knows?
Vinny, come on, Vinny. Really.
Hey,
we got
try it out.
Watching this.
Try it out. You never know.
Do you have it at Angelo's?
No.
Thank God.
No.
That's what I'm talking about right
now.
No. That's all right.
No.
What's the key to great pizza?
It's all in the dough.
Yeah.
And we have a special in the ingredients that nobody else has.
It's a secret. He's not sharing the secret with me.
Right? In fact, I don't even know it. But that's it. It's all in the dough.
All right, what do you want to say to President Trump? He's going to see you.
Trump, I love you, buddy. I love you. And keep on fighting.
Love it.
All right, see you at 3 o'clock on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Yeah, and I showed him the picture of me and Trump from the Oval Office. I didn't want him to think I was a fugazi, you know what I mean? But that's it, baby. That's as real as it gets. That's as real Philly as it gets right there. Doesn't get more real than that. And I love the fact that he talked about energy. He's exactly right. He's 100% right about that. 100%. So now let's think about Pennsylvania, and let's think about fracking, and let's think about how Kamala Harris has said she wants to ban fracking, and she has never come out and said a positive thing about it, which John Stossel pointed out, too. You can't just change your mind on something that big. You know, you're going to change your mind on something, you got to make a big, it's got to be a big change. You got to do a lot of soul searching. You know what I'm saying? A lot of soul searching. And you have to not just say, oh, I've changed my mind. You have to be able to justify it. And if you've changed your mind on fracking, then you should be in support of fracking, meaning that you'd want to see the industry grow. You'd want to see the industry explode and flourish because you were against it, but now you're for it. So if you're for something, you want to see that industry be healthy and thrive, right? Isn't that what the definition of change would be? Isn't that if you've changed your opinion on something? No, if you, for example, if you change your position on pineapple pizza, which I refuse to do, I will not do it. Vinny says, try it. Sorry. No way. Not doing it. But if you change your mind on it and you all of a sudden have decided pineapple on pizza is great, aren't you ordering it a lot? Of course you are. But if you just come out and go, I'm no longer against pineapple on pizza, but you never order it, you disparage it, you do nothing to help the pineapple on pizza community grow, then you're full of it. I'm sorry, but I'm rejecting that notion. When you change, when you do a 180 on something, you typically then go all in, don't you? It's not just enough to go, I no longer favor a ban on fracking. That's not enough. This industry in Pennsylvania needs more than just somebody who says, I'm just not going to ban it. And nobody believes that, by the way. Nobody believes that. And Trump won the counties in Pennsylvania where fracking is huge. So Kamala Harris is out there today with John Fetterperson campaigning. And let's find out a little bit more about Kamala Harris and just how bad she is. So John Stossel pointing out the inconsistencies in Harris's stance on guns and policing and the fact that she's also been accused of being an abusive boss. Cut number three.
She also wanted to force gun owners to sell their guns to the government.
I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory. But again, today,
a Harris campaign spokesperson tells us that the vice president would no longer require this.
So who is the real Kamala Harris? She used to brag about being a tough prosecutor against even the smallest offenses.
I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
But then when progressives said abolish the police, she flip-flopped. And during the George Floyd riots, when people were looting and setting fires, Harris tweeted, help post bail for those protesting. Now that the policing pendulum has swung back, she again brags about locking people up.
I took on perpetrators of all kinds.
During the 2019 Democratic debate, Tulsi Gabbard pointed out her hypocrisy.
She put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana.
That was true.
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Okay. I did inhale.
Another criticism of Harris is that she's nasty to people who work for her.
Incredibly, there's been a 92% turnover on her staff.
Politico called her office abusive, an unhealthy environment. Now, if she were a hard-charging boss who got results, that might be okay. But we know what happened when Biden put her in charge of the border.
More than 302,000 migrants crossed the southern border.
Of course more people crossed. Harris promised them free stuff.
Medicare for all to people who are in this country illegally.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public education or public health, period.
Today, the legacy media want to protect Harris because they hate Trump so much. They were more honest when Harris ran against other Democrats.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
GovTrack's ranking of Harris was up on their site for 5 years. But once it looked like she would get the nomination, they deleted the page. When questioned about it, they said votes from one legislative session are not sufficient to create a reliable portrait.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
Harris needs this media cover because she says weird things.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
And radical things.
Yes, we do talk about equity. We actually believe it is a good principle.
Equality and equal opportunity aren't good enough, she says.
There's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, oh, everyone should get the same amount. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
So we need more government redistribution.
Everybody should end up in the same place.
That's who she is. Great job by John Stossel. Outstanding work, in my opinion. Outstanding. And this is important to note, too, because I know there's a lot of libertarians that listen to the show, and libertarian, a small L libertarian, in terms of philosophy, the philosophy, not the political party. And I know a lot of them don't love Trump, but this is a binary choice in this election. It's just, it comes down to two people. That's it. That's it. Listen, I live in the real world, not the world I want to live in, the real world. I would love to eat Sarcone's bread and Angelo's pizza every day of my life. But I would be 452 pounds and die an untimely death of diabetes. Diabetes, Matt DeSantis, just like Wilford Brimley used to talk about it. Diabetes. Not diabetes, diabetes. Big difference.
I can't weigh in. I'm housing these Trump 2024 cookies right now.
How are they?
Oh, man, they're delicious.
From Locals Bakery?
Yeah, very, very good.
So good. Delicious. That was so nice of Sarah to bring him,
so nice.
Wasn't that?
Yeah, very nice. Thank you.
She's
Sarah.
A sweetheart. Thank you, Sarah. My kids are going to be. You going to save any for my kids or no?
I'm going to try, but they're just so delicious.
You know, the problem is you're a freaking child. That's the problem. You can't save them for my children because you are a child.
There's some left. I didn't eat all of them.
Unbelievable. Justin, are you giving one to Justin at least? Are you sharing?
I'm trying to like keep them away from him so I can just hoard them for myself, but I'll toss one to Justin too. Why not?
I get my pity cookie. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he doesn't need your pity cookie, Matt DeSantis. Justin, tackle him if you need to and grab the cookie.
I will do my best defensive lineman impression.
Yeah, it's, you know, because you'll turn around and they'll be all gone. It'll be nothing but crumbs.
They're so good.
Crumbs.
Very good. Very crummy because, you know, there's sprinkles all over them. I am making a mess, but it's worth it in my opinion because I'm also not the one that's going to have to clean it up.
You know, and Sarah Weiss didn't intend for you to get any, just for the record. For the record, Matt DeSantis.
I don't think that's true.
You know, no, I do. I know it's true. I know it. You should have got a couple sprinkles and called it a day. That's it.
The cookies are delicious. I can't stay away from them. They're amazing.
Trust the cookie. Well, I've never been contacted by a pollster, but I've certainly bought cookies. And I think the cookie contest matters more than people realize. Is you're putting your money where your mouth is. You know what I mean? When you buy a Trump cookie.
Well, Trump was up like 4,200 to 300 or something, and that was before Sarah bought a bunch. So
exactly.
I assume he's leading by a significant margin now.
We should talk to the owner of that bakery and get her on once a week so we can get a cookie count. we can get a cookie update once a week.
Maybe she could send over some cookies, too.
Well, yeah, because you ate them all, so now there's none left for anybody else.
So,
yeah,
really
hopefully
good.
She will.
They're very good.
My kids would be like, Daddy, can we have some of the delicious Trump cookies from Locals Bakery? I'd be like, no, because DeSantis ate all of them.
I'm sorry. There's still some left. I didn't eat all of them.
I hope you get
there's
a massive
still two
sugar.
Hours left in the show.
I hope you get a blood sugar rush and you have an aneurysm because of that or something terrible. It's what you deserve.
I'm devouring quite a few of them. They're very good, so you might.
I hope you
win.
Go into a diabetic coma. That's what I hope.
I don't know what number of cookies I would have to eat in order to cross that threshold, but we might be getting close.
Yeah, I think we're getting really close. That's the problem. I know your parents are listening to this show right now, and of course, I don't really hope he gets an aneurysm, but I do hope he gets a diabetic. Well, it's the least I can say. I know I don't want your parents thinking I'm that bad of a guy. But they're agreeing with me, I know deep down inside, that you're being greedy with the cookies. You're being greedy, and it's not fair.
I can't control myself. They're just so delicious.
There's no self-control. None.
They're just sitting here in a pile. I can't help it. I just keep picking at them.
It's unreal. Just unbelievable.
I wish you'd stop talking to me so I could go back to enjoying these tasty cookies.
The intellectual level of this show has plummeted.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, and Friday the 13th, too. Friday the 13th, the day that Matt DeSantis went into a diabetic coma from eating too many Trump cookies. If there's a big story of the day, and you're going to need a dentist, too, so I hope you go to Venere at some point when your teeth rot out from all the sugar.
It's a great, that is a very good segue, very strong.
Thank you. And if you do need a dentist because you've rotted out your teeth like Matt DeSantis is about to do, call up Dr. Mike Venere of VenereaDental.com. He is the sponsor of the big story right now, VanariA, VenereaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VenereaDental.com. I'm going to see my buddy Judith Krupnik Tuesday night. Being honored. She's being honored. It's a very big deal. And I'm really excited to be part of the event with her Tuesday night. I'll tell you more about that. But Judith is a great friend. She's a wonderful friend of the show. And she is, of course, the person behind the naming rights of our studio. So we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. Because in the age of cancel culture, Judith stepped up and said, I want the studio naming rights. So that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. She is the studio sponsor of all of us here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. And that's because she understands relationships matter. And they really do matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Now, when it comes to a great deal on a Volvo, you're not going to find a better place to go because they have an incredible offer on the S-Class, which is made right in the United States of America at their plant in South Carolina. You can lease 36-month lease on a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 a month. Beautiful. Or if you want to do the electric route, you can do a 36-month lease on the exciting C40 for only $369 a month. Down payment, taxes, and registration fees due in inception, except there's no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Now, the entire team at Cherry Hill Volvo is dedicated to giving you the absolute best price, the most aggressive pricing, and they have an incredible selection of Volvos in stock. New and certified pre-owned, great lease opportunities as well. Maybe you want to go with the SUV. We drive the XC90. It's the official Zeoli car. We love it, and we get, for example, when we go to Cape May, I love knowing we're going to be safe and sound. Safest seven passenger SUV on the road by far. So no matter what you choose, at Cherry Hill Volvo, you're going to have an incredible experience with great people who care about this radio station. So much so that they have the studio naming rights. So we are broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios every single day at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Judith Yosef and the entire team would love to see you. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealership on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Time out. We got to start this over. All right, you're new, so we're going to give you a pass on this. So what we got to do is we got to play the beginning where you got the musical intro. All right? So start the song over with just the beginning with the musical intro. Go ahead. There we go. Boom. Yep. Boom. All right. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump and the future national security advisor to President Trump. The vice president of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. The author of the upcoming book, Winning the War on Israel, Inside the Battle for the Jewish State and America. She's Philadelphia's own Dr. Victoria Coates. Boom. That's how we do it right there, Justin. Hello, Dr. Coates. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. Poor Justin. He's being hazed.
This is what we do. This is what we do to the new producers. They got to go through it, you know?
Well, I appreciate the precision in my walk-up.
Well, think about it. I mean, we're still hazing Matt DeSantis. He still can't get it right. So, you know, look at it from that perspective.
We'll keep practicing.
Great job last night at the Union League. It was really fascinating to hear you talk about energy. And I sent Matt a note. I said, please put it on my show sheet. And he did. Chinese handcuffs on green energy. Let's begin there, shall we? Because I was fascinated by that comment you made last night.
Oh, absolutely. No, we've been working on this all year. My piece of the Heritage Foundation is called the Davis Institute. And amongst other shining stars, we have our Asian Studies Center in there. And they took the lead, but very closely in conjunction with our energy team and some of our economics team in doing this four-part report. And I think it's so important for Pennsylvania because the premise is, you know, those toys we used to get at county fairs, when, you know, people went to county fairs, where you put your finger into the tube and your fingers get stuck. Mm-hmm. And I think Morticia had one in the original Addams Family movie. And the problem is when you struggle, when you try to pull your fingers out, you get more stuck. And you've essentially voluntarily immobilized yourself. And we developed this as a metaphor for what the United States under Biden and Harris is doing energy-wise. That the first piece is about the plot that China hatched using what they did with 5G to corner the market on cheap green infrastructure. So your favorites, the wind turbines, then, you know, the solar panels, the EV batteries. So they did that, putting everybody else out of business, and that's been very successful. And then the military component of this, which is if we do what Biden and Harris have said they want to do and try to electrify our army, try to make our Navy run on biofuel.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are not going to be able to win a war. And our military guys just crunched the numbers about what's required. I mean, you can't substitute for jet fuel in an F-35. It's just not physically possible. And so we would essentially be saying we would be willing to lose a war with China over this. The third piece projects what 4 more years of now Harris would look like to that kind of degradation of our energy security. And then the last piece that'll come out week after next, I think the 26th of September, and we're very excited to welcome Governor Dunleavy of Alaska to Heritage for an event. If anybody would like to come to Washington, you can sign up and talk about the energy potential of America and what we should be doing now for the next 4 years and then beyond so that we all are plentifully supplied with reasonable energy through the end of this century. And we've banished magical thinking. You know, I might think carbon capture is a great idea. It's not viable yet. I might think fusion is a great idea. It's not viable yet. So I'm not going to be able to plan on that. I need a reality-based plan that ensures that our kids and grandkids will have the benefits of the enormous resources of the United States. So it's been a really good year for us on that project. It'll all get bundled together. I just wrote a new introduction for the full thing with all 4 chapters together. So this will be a really, you know, I think important project going into the election because it just lays out the choice. You know, the Chinese haven't been secretive about this. They've been pretty upfront that they considered our energy dominance a strategic deficit for them, and they set out to reverse it. And unless we stop them, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Wow. So this is critical here. I mean, this is a key part in everything, because let's think about this election and let's think about Pennsylvania. Let's think about fracking, for example, which was also a big conversation last night. You know, Kamala Harris has never said anything positive about natural gas. She's never said anything positive about fracking. I don't particularly believe her when she says she's against the fracking ban. I just don't. But also, too, she doesn't want to see the industry grow. I mean, one of the big conversation pieces last night was this idea that here we are in Pennsylvania. We're on top of this massive shale. We've got enough natural gas to literally turn America into the world's engine here and to stop Vladimir Putin from being able to be the guy who subsidizes the world with natural gas, supplies the world. And we could do liquid natural gas export facilities. This is an administration that just put on a liquid natural gas export ban. Now, you clarified a little bit about that last night, but how and just how devastating is that in the big scheme of everything?
It really is quite devastating. And I think some of the statistics that Toby, the CEO of EQT, one of the biggest natural gas producers in the United States, some of his stats were really chilling, that we could double our production, but our infrastructure spending has only been going up by 12-15% each year while we've been really increasing production at a much higher rate. So we're already behind on infrastructure. And the export license ban that Biden did is a little bit of theater, but it's important because it sends the signal that this could happen at any time, that all of these projects, which are billions and billions of dollars, can take 10 years to bring to realization, that in the middle of the game, a president can arbitrarily, through executive order, which is what this was, it wasn't a law passed by Congress by any stretch of the imagination, can completely change the playing field. And where that's really important for the export ban is this is where the theater comes in, it only applies to countries with which we do not have a free trade agreement. So it doesn't apply to Europe, for example. But it does apply to India, the world's second largest polluter. And so all of the companies I know who were in talks with the Indians for 20-year contracts on natural gas, which would be the gold standard, that means you have the anticipated income to pay for the infrastructure, that's all on hold now. We couldn't surge natural gas to Taiwan in the event of a Chinese blockade if we figured out a mechanism to get it in there, which we've been talking to them about. That would be illegal under Biden's executive action. So it's not as bad as an outright ban, but it's really chilling. And I think that's where Kamala Harris's statement, "Oh, I'm not going to ban fracking," is disingenuous. Because if she's going to do stuff like this, if she's going to sue, support the extreme green legal groups who are suing lots of infrastructure projects, she supports that. She doesn't, rein that in or encourage Governor Shapiro to rein it in. In essence, she's banning fracking. She's just not doing it overtly.
Yeah, and let's talk about India for a moment, too. That topic came out last night. It came up, and I was fascinated by this. And am I wrong to think that India and China have a little bit of a tense relationship?
No, they hate each other.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And they're neighbors, right? They border each other, and they're both nuclear powers?
Yes. And there has been armed conflict with them over the last couple of years, skirmishes in which there have been casualties. It's a very serious rivalry. And so just as we had Chinese handcuffs this year, we're going to do the U.S.-India Strategic Alliance next year, a similar thing with sort of four elements to it. We don't have to go into it in great detail right now, but the whole premise being that with the partnership between Russia and China that has emerged in the last 2.5 years, the so-called Partnership Without Limits, that does kind of leave the United States out in the cold. But right now, I don't particularly want to peel Russia and China off each other because neither of them are attractive partners to us in any way, shape, or form. So what if there's another one? What if India is starting to turn into what we had hoped 30 years ago China might? And, we've talked to the Indians about it. They think that this is a great idea. They have a Russia problem, which they will freely admit because a lot of their military architecture was purchased from the Soviet Union and then from Russia. That's something we can help them with rather than just yell at them about. And, they're trying to figure out how to modernize in terms of their sort of business structure so they're a more attractive place to do business, so we could potentially offshore some more supply chains to a much more friendly partner than China. And then we can sell them natural gas all day long.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great. And they're a democracy, which is key.
Yes.
Right. I mean, it makes perfect sense. But of course, we would have to have the natural gas, the liquid natural gas export production facilities. We would need the infrastructure for all that. We could do all that. And that would be wonderful because, as you pointed out last night, I mean, China is the world's biggest polluter. So for all these people who keep talking about carbon emissions, I mean, China, they're number one. And nothing's being done about that. Meanwhile, we in the United States of America have to kowtow to China as they supply us with solar panels and wind turbines and everything else and EVs. And that's where Trump talked about the bloodbath, which, by the way, he was, as you know, quoting literally a Chinese EV manufacturer who said it was going to the market would be a bloodbath. Trump was just quoting that, another lie that was said by Kamala Harris the other night. So all of that makes sense. By the way, speaking on Russia, I'm sure you've seen the story now that Vladimir Putin is now threatening war with NATO over Ukraine missiles. What's that all about?
Yeah, so this has been burbling for about 2 months now. The Ukrainians, not surprisingly, have been asking the Americans and the British to lift the restrictions on two types of longer range missiles that we've been supplying them with, the Storm Shadows from Great Britain, which go to about 350 miles, and the ATACMS from the United States go to about 150 miles. And what Ukraine wants to do is hit inside of Russia. Now, Russia has not been particularly gentle with Ukraine inside of its borders, so I certainly understand that impulse. But, Rich, I mean, the administration had a congressional deadline of the first week in June to provide a strategy for Ukraine, which was one of the concessions on the part of the Democrats to get their most recent $60 billion through. We still haven't seen it. I mean, it's now the middle of September. There's no strategy. And so what concerns me is not so much the tender sensibilities of Vladimir Putin, but as President Trump has said repeatedly, are we just drifting toward World War III? Because if we're going to war with Russia, I'd like us to give that some thought, not just kind of make a concession because you're trying to keep the Ukrainians happy because you've got an election coming. And then, oh, my gosh, you know, one of the storm shadows goes astray and hits a baby hospital outside of Moscow. And then, you know, we've got a massive conflagration on our hands. So, you know, it's not the fact that I want to appease Putin because I don't. It's the fact that these people don't have a plan for what they're doing and what they're the stakes are being raised defensively and incrementally, not because they say, okay, we have a plan to win in Ukraine and this is what it's going to take. No, we don't hear that. We just hear that Tony Blinken's going over and talking to the Poles and talking to the Brits, and maybe they're going to do this behind closed doors, and then we'll all just keep our fingers crossed. But it's, you know, it's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, no question about it. And there is no plan. And I'm really worried. I think a lot of people are worried. I think young people are particularly worried about all this. And to that point, Dr. Victoria Coates, and it's great to have Dr. Coates with us. Of course, she is the vice president of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, former deputy national security advisor to President Trump. I want to play a clip for you from the debate. This is from Tuesday night's debate. David Muir asked Vice President Harris, have you ever met Vladimir Putin? Cut 17.
Nobody likes to talk about it, but just so you understand, they sent her to negotiate peace before this war started. 3 days later, he went in and he started the war because everything they said was weak and stupid. They said the wrong things. That war should have never started. She was the emissary. They sent her in to negotiate with Zelensky and Putin, and she did. And the war started 3 days later. And that's the kind of talent we have with her. She's worse than Biden, in my opinion. I think he's the worst president in the history of our country. She goes down as the worst vice president in the history of our country. But let me tell you something. She is a horrible negotiator. They sent her in to negotiate. As soon as they left, Putin did the invasion.
President Trump, thank you. You did bring up something. You said she went to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Vice President Harris, have you ever met Vladimir Putin? Can you clarify tonight?
Yet again, I said it at the beginning of this debate, you're going to hear a bunch of lies coming from this fellow. And that is another one. When I went to meet with President Zelensky, I've now met with him over 5 times. The reality is it has been about standing as America always should. As a leader upholding international rules and norms.
Dr. Coates, your thoughts?
That is rich. So here's not you, Rich, but rich ironic. So here's what actually went down. And President Trump was 100% correct. And this is a really interesting example of how David Muir twisted this to give her an out, which she took. So in March of 2022, 6 months after the fall of Afghanistan, our country is still reeling after that that disaster. We have the Munich Security Conference, which is where Putin, for example, gave his famous 2007 speech in which he laid all this out, that he was basically going to go get Ukraine. So it's a really important venue. And Harris, because Biden at that point was already too infirm to go, Harris is picked to lead the delegation. Her staff puffs this up. There are all sorts of articles on friendly news outlets, Politico, CNN, about this is the biggest diplomatic trip of her career, that everyone, friend and foe alike, will be watching her. And, you know, the most important thing is her speech. She does meet with Zelensky in Munich, and then she gives the speech directed toward Russia and Putin. Putin wasn't there physically, but her speeches all don't go into Ukraine. But it was, as President Trump said, incredibly weak. She said, there is no way we will ever send any troops to Ukraine. Not that I favor that, but why would you take it off the table? That we will defend NATO territory, that there will be crushing economic consequences, you know, which, as we now know, was a total lie. And Putin took her measure and went into Ukraine 3 days later. So President Trump was entirely accurate. But David Muir, who knows all of this perfectly well, jumped on the whole, have you ever met Vladimir Putin?
He's a disgrace. I mean, that absolute disgrace. And you're right. He did give her. I mean, that's outrageous. It truly is. I think it's also
public. It's on the White House website. I mean, none of this is even remotely a secret.
No doubt about it. And it's infuriating. I'm glad you can clear that up for us, because, again, that's one of those things where without the benefit of having somebody like yourself who's an expert to come on and say this, I think most people in the media miss that. I've heard a lot of fact checking that has taken place since the debate of what happened. I have not heard this yet. So thank you for clarifying that for all of us.
Yeah, that's the one that jumped out at me, because she failed. I mean, she's the one who failed to deter Putin. And her assertion, which was just, I think, utterly false from everything I observed, was that Putin was invaded Ukraine because Donald Trump was too chummy with him. Like, no. He invaded Ukraine because you guys surrendered Afghanistan, and then you gave a really shabby performance in Munich, and he didn't think there would be any consequences, and so far he's been correct.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, this war has made this guy rich. I mean, Vladimir Putin has been making, right? And we all these countries in Europe are buying his natural gas. I even read a story about how Ukraine was going to take a loan out from Russia to pay for the war. I mean, this is insane.
It really is. And I mean, this goes back to the India thing. The Indians have been importing crude oil from Russia, refining it in India and selling it in Europe as Indian product, which is allowed under the laws of the EU. And the Biden administration knows this, and they said it's okay by us. They want those barrels on the market. But they're literally, I mean, they are creating a permissive attitude. I mean, if you had somebody who went to India and said, hey, knock that off, you know, we're going to amend this law and we're going to, you know, you're going to be subject to sanctions, they would say, okay, it's not that much money. They're just doing it because they can get away with it. And nobody's saying that, because the dirty secret is that the Biden-Harris administration wants Russian product on the market.
I mean, I guess the saving grace in all this, in terms of, I don't think Putin's really going to use nukes because the status quo is just fine for him. I mean, both sides are making money off this war. Everybody seems to be making money off this war, except the American taxpayers. I mean, we're the ones losing because we're the ones paying for all this, even though they tell us it's really just coming back to all of us because it's paying for all the military weapons and everything else that's made here in the United States of America. But that doesn't make me feel good.
No. And I mean, that is partially true. But if we want to revitalize our defense industrial base, we should not be doing it on the backs of 100,000, 200,000 dead Ukrainians. And that's just ghoulish. We should be doing it because it's a smart policy. And Blinken just announced $700 million this week for the Ukrainian electrical grid. I'm sorry, that's not being purchased in the United States. That's just another $700 million we're putting towards civilian infrastructure, which should be the problem of the European Union.
Let's move to Israel for a quick second, if we could, because I don't want to lose sight of the fact. I was angry to hear Kamala Harris say at the debate that this started on October 7th. This didn't start on October 7th. This has been going on much, much, much longer than that. And, you know, her attitude towards Hamas and Israel is basically very fine people on both sides.
Oh, I think she thinks the very fine people are actually just on one side.
Fair. That was her scripted line to, you know, try to. But yeah, I think you're right.
I think the current duly elected government of Israel would not fall into that category for her. But this time last year, so more than a month before the October 7th attack, they had already poured over $1 billion directly into Palestinian entities, both NGOs and UNRWA, the United Nations, and all of its tentacles. So they had turned all that funding back on. And, you know, in 2.5 years of their administration had just been loading them back up with cash. And at the same time, they were unfreezing billions and billions of dollars in Iranian frozen assets, and then stopping enforcing the sanctions on Iranian oil exports. So this time last year, I think they were around 1 million barrels a day, which was up from 250,000 when we left. And now they're up to 1.7, close to 2 million barrels a day. So Iran had been raking in all that cash for a couple of years as well. And that's what actually gets you an attack like October 7th. There's a lot that goes into that. We're all seeing the pictures of the tunnels in Rafah that are now being produced. And you're seeing these things 65 feet deep that you can drive a truck through. It's unbelievable what they were able to build. And that takes a lot of resources. And that was all coming both through the money that was being given to Hamas and to the Palestinian Authority directly on behalf of the U.S. taxpayer, and then all of the revenues they were allowing to flow into Iran.
All right, and then bringing it back home here with these gangs that we're hearing all about. I forget the name of the one, the Venezuelan gang they talked about yesterday. There was a report out of Florida about this now. I mean, the gangs in this country, the migrant gang and the migrant crisis, the crime crisis around this from legal immigration, is a huge national security imperative. I heard somebody make this point the other day. They said, if you would have told Americans after 9/11, like in the days after 9/11, that 20 years from now, our border is going to be wide open and people can just come in here. People on the terror watch list can come in here. Well, you're still going to be getting groped at the airport and have to throw out your water bottle, which, by the way, if that water bottle is a bomb, is nobody worried that they're all just sitting in a giant bin right outside the TSA checkpoint?
Good point.
But it's a real national security threat. And I think it is a big issue in this election. I really do.
No, it is. And the Venezuelan gangs are nasty. So are the Mexican cartels. So are the Haitian gangs. These are all highly organized, well-trained, extremely well-armed organizations that are, you know, sort of the equivalent of what we think about historically as you know, kind of mafia organizations in the United States, which of course were, and in Italy, which were enormously powerful, you know, almost, you know, destructive to both countries. And that's the kind of organizations we're looking at now. And they're here. And, you know, they're kind of operating in the shadows now, but we're starting to see the kind of extremely violent, lawless behavior that is their currency. It's how they maintain control. They terrorize, not unlike a group like Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And they are trying to establish power bases on U.S. soil. And so it's one of the issues my border and immigration group are grappling with, because a lot of people will say, and it, with good intentions, you know, shouldn't we just declare them foreign terrorist organizations? Now, normally the answer would be yes, because they certainly meet a lot of the criteria. But the way that is, that designation is structured, you then create a situation where people who feel threatened by a foreign terrorist organization can apply for asylum in the United States, which is a much easier way to get in. So essentially, we could be planting an additional immigration bomb that they would then exploit to bring all their people in. So we're kind of caught in a little bit of a catch-22 there. But there are other very strong designations that we could use. We could amend the FTO designation or create a special category. But you'd have to have an administration that was willing to push for some of these remedies to try to get control over these people and realize, you know, that this gathering threat is not something, you know, that's over in Israel or in the South China Sea. It's right here.
All right, let's talk about what's most important. The Phillies are now in first place in the National League East. This is a big deal.
They are in the first place of the National League East, either tied with the Dodgers or one game up. I did not check the Dodgers' score from last night if they played. So they're either tied or one game up for the best record in baseball. We have, I believe, Aaron Nola on the mound tonight in about 2 hours' time. So that is a wonderful thing. And, you know, since I deal with so many cheery topics, it's nice to be able to end on a very positive note.
Yeah, I agree. And we have to beat the Mets, mostly to
yes.
Chris Christie. I want to make sure we beat the Mets for that, among other reasons. But I'm
it's
feeling good.
For the good of humanity.
For the good of humanity, yes, no question about it. All right, we'll end on that very positive note, my friend. Dr. Victoria Coates, follow Dr. Coates on X, by the way. Her tweets are awesome. You'll always see her on Fox News as well. She's on X, at Victoria Coates. Thanks, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, so I mentioned Dr. Mike Veneria earlier. I always talk about him because he sponsors our big stories. I want to tell you about my wife's smile. So Bridget has a beautiful new smile thanks to Dr. Mike Veneria. She needed her veneers replaced, and he gave her these beautiful caps. Her smile has never looked better. And my wife had a beautiful smile before, believe me. But it looks absolutely beautiful. I'm so grateful to the work of Dr. Mike Veneria. He's a terrific guy. He's a great friend of mine personally, and he has been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants for 10 consecutive years in a row, recognized as one of the absolute best dentists in South Jersey. Now, if you're not in Jersey and you're hearing me talk about this and you're thinking, why would I cross the bridge to go see him? Because he's just that good. When it comes to something complicated like dental implants, don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best. And that's Dr. Mike Veneria. He has two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And you know, we've got Christmas coming up. We've got holiday pictures coming up. You want to make sure your smile is looking great. That's what Dr. Mike will do for you. You'll get a free implant consultation. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, my buddy, my friend, the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.